Episode 12, Raven the Trickster. Across the windswept coasts and dense forests of the Pacific Northwest, the indigenous peoples told countless tales of Raven, a figure who was at once trickster, creator, thief, and teacher. Unlike the noble gods of Greece or the mighty warriors of Norse sagas, Raven was messy, mischievous, and deeply human in his flaws. Yet through his cunning and antics he shaped the world, brought light to darkness, and taught lessons that still echo today. Raven's role in mythology is paradoxical. He was not a god in the sense of supreme divinity, but rather a cultural hero whose cleverness often changed the world for humanity's benefit. He was greedy, selfish, and endlessly curious, yet also a bringer of wisdom and life. This duality made him one of the most beloved and enduring trickster figures across native traditions. One of the most famous stories tells of how Raven brought light to the world. In the beginning, the world was dark, hidden beneath endless shadows. Light was kept by a powerful chief who hoarded it inside boxes within his lodge. Humanity stumbled in darkness, unable to see, while the chief selfishly guarded the gift of illumination. Raven, always scheming, devised a plan. Transforming himself into a tiny spruce needle, he drifted into the chief's drinking water. When the chief's daughter swallowed it, Raven was reborn as her child. Beloved by his grandfather, the infant Raven begged for the boxes that held the treasures of the world. First came the stars, then the moon, and finally the great box of the sun itself. As soon as Raven held the sun, he transformed back into his bird form, seized the glowing orb, and soared into the sky. With a cry, he released the light, scattering it across the heavens and filling the earth with day. Though he had stolen it, Raven had given light to the world, changing existence forever. But Raven's deeds were not always so noble. Many stories show his greed and foolishness leading to trouble. In some, he steals food, tricks animals, or hoards treasures for himself, only to be outsmarted or undone by his own arrogance. Yet even in failure, Raven's actions often bring about unintended benefits for humankind, reinforcing his role as a chaotic but essential force of creation. For the peoples of the Northwest Coast, Raven symbolized more than just mischief. He was a reflection of life's contradictions, selfishness and generosity, foolishness and wisdom, destruction and creation. In his antics, listeners could recognize both the flaws and the potential within themselves. Raven's stories were not simple entertainments, but moral lessons, cautionary tales, and cultural foundations passed down through generations. What makes Raven especially fascinating is how universal his archetype is. Trickster figures appear in myths all over the world: Anansi the spider in Africa, Loki in Norse mythology, Coyote among other native tribes. They reveal an essential truth, that creation is rarely neat or orderly. It often comes through chaos, laughter, and even mistakes. In Raven, the people of the Pacific Northwest saw a world shaped not only by solemn gods but by the messy, unpredictable forces of curiosity and desire. Even today, Raven remains a powerful symbol. His stories are still told in indigenous communities, carved into totems, and honored in ceremonies. For many, he is a reminder of resilience, adaptability, and the importance of humor even in hardship. To laugh at Raven is to laugh at our own human failings, while also recognizing the power of ingenuity to transform the world. In the end, Raven is both a thief and a benefactor, a fool and a wise teacher. He does not embody perfection but rather the complex, contradictory nature of existence itself. By stealing the sun, he gave humanity light. By following his hunger and curiosity, he shaped the world. Raven's legacy teaches us that creation and wisdom do not come from flawless heroes, but from the imperfect, chaotic, and endlessly inventive spirit of life.